Here he is, your host for the most explosive podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro!
What's going on, guys? We are back. Matter of fact, welcome back to the 100% Real Podcast with your boy, Jay Nitro. Hey, if y'all haven't already, go hit up my Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You guys can find me anywhere you get your podcast fix. You know what I'm saying. Type in 100% Real with Jay Nitro. And today is going to be crazy, okay? Today is going to be an absolute crazy podcast, okay? Because most of you guys know, I only have one guest on the show, right? And I talk to them about themselves. But today, we have two guests. Hopefully the third one comes in soon. But for right now, we have two guests. And they're going to be asking questions about me. This is crazy. Anyway, we got two beautiful, beautiful ladies on the podcast with me today. They have been so influential in my life since day one. And I gotta give the ultimate thank you to both of you right now. For real. And we got my favorite wrestling partner of all time. We go to war for each other. She is the I cannot talk today. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, she's the GOAT. Literally, she's the GOAT. She's the GOAT. You're the GOAT. The 2012 South Carolina Women's High School Wrestling Champion, Kylie. What's going on? Oh dang, she just put the whole thing out there. So during this uncertain times, we thought we would bring you guys something. We'll bring you the origin story of Jay Nitro. And we're going to go ahead and get started right now. And your host, it's not me today. Unfortunately, it's not me today. It's not me today at all. I mean, it will be later, but right now, it's not me at all. It's not. All right. I want to turn it over to the woman that has been like a second mom to me since my teenage years. Hey, calm down. Oh, well. Oh, we will. Introducing the one and only. I got to get my ring announcer voice in here because it's about to be crazy. I'm telling you. Introducing Christina Logwood.
Letting me host this tonight. Tonight is just gonna be all about, let's get to know who J Nitro is. A lot of you know him as a vlogger, knows him as a champ, as a at the trampoline park. Who's doing the tour? Oh, that's J Nitro. But you know what? I knew J Nitro before J Nitro.
And that's facts.
This is what we're going to do today, guys, is, you know, you guys subscribe to the J Nitro vlog. You do Nitro Vision. But who in the world is J Nitro? Why does he exist, and why is his vision so important? Okay? So, take it from Mama Logwood.
Okay?
Nitro, do me a favor, okay? For once, and for only once, because I know people come up to you here and there, and they'll be like, ooh, Nitro Vision. Hey, Jay, let me take a pic. Let's do a selfie. But J Nitro, who is J Nitro, and what drives your vision?
Well,
I think your fans need to know who is the man behind the mask.
I think they do too. I wanted to say, I've been going by many, many, many nicknames over the past couple years, and a lot of years, and I came up with the name Smooth Nitro at first, and
I remember that one.
Yeah, that was a phase, and then actually let's go back further than that. I want to say my freshman year I had the nickname Dash because I run fast or whatever. And
I remember, because I hope he brings it up, because I bet he's not. He's gonna take all the credit for himself. He's gonna take J Nitro, and he's like, you know what? I was sitting out on a mountaintop and looking up at the stars.
For the record, I've never been on a mountaintop. For the record, so I cannot use that as my excuse.
I saw that name, J Nitro. When in fact, I believe we were all in the car and we were trying to decide what name should we give you. I remember there's some Nitro in there.
Yeah, that was Smooth Nitro. Let me tell you how that came about. So I was doing like on the internet, there was this thing called like random wrestler name generator or something. And that's what popped up. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of nice. So I stuck with that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to need to change that eventually. So everybody was calling me Jay because of my middle name. So I was like, you know what? Let's just go with that. Let's go with J Nitro and switch the I to a Y and make it original.
Okay.
So that's how the name came about. There's a difference between my actual personality and J Nitro personality. There's two totally different people.
You know what, Jay? That's what I want the people to learn about today, because I'm going to come out right now and have the experience of meeting, quote unquote, Jay Nitro. He was this very shy, relaxed young man.
That's true.
And now that I have the privilege and the honor to have in my life Jay Nitro, he is this young man that you just be like, woo! So, please explain to me, how did Jay Nitro become, and explain to us, okay, and also your fans that are listening,
mm-hmm.
I want to know why Jay Nitro exists now. Who are you behind the mask, and why does he exist?
Well, Jay Nitro exists because I eventually broke out of my shy shell thanks to Kylie and a couple others, but mainly her. She kind of helped me break out into the person I am today. Kind of, you know, she for sure helped me a lot, and I know I helped her a lot as well. But
yes,
like I wasn't like she said, I wasn't always this outgoing guy. I was shy, always to myself. I never really talked to anybody much, but when I did, it was a mile a minute. And so it was mainly kind of just trying to figure out who I am and what I was put on this earth to do, you know? I feel like...
All right, you know what? That leads me into this, Jay. You found out who you were and what you mm-hmm. were put on this earth to do. You know, I've grown up with you as a human, okay? And as a child of God. I've grown up with you, seeing you grow from being a young man to this powerful being on the trampoline circuit.
Ah.
I've seen you become aware of an identity that you've learned so much about, and mm-hmm. you've also promoted awareness about. Why don't you go ahead and let your fans know about what that is?
Okay. Well, for those that don't know, I have a immune system condition where I used to get sick easy, so. I was in and out of different hospitals and different medical facilities, and nobody could find a cure for what was going on. So later down the road, it was 2008, they found out exactly what it was, pinpointed it, and I got treatments, I think, within that next week.
Okay.
And then years down the road, I found the love for trampoline parks, and I think it was 2012, maybe. We were coming out of Jacksonville, Florida, and we went to one of the parks that was there. So after my experience with trampoline parks, I said, you know what? This may be the best form of exercise that I've ever gotten, because I was never the one to, you know, lift weights or do anything like that. I, you know, just kind of work on my cardio and everything like that to kind of build up my lungs. Hey.
Wait a minute.
Before this, too.
Go ahead, guys.
I want to say something. So the trampoline is the most cardio, blaster, freaking workout, anything. So... Yeah, no, anytime, like, I used to use the trampoline for wrestling and stuff, But goodness gracious, it's so hard. It's like it's a really good ab workout because you got to stabilize your abs.
For sure.
Dude, you should see him. You should see Jay freaking on the... Okay, before I get into that, you should see Jay. See Jay and him using on the trampoline. He does all these flips and stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dang, I feel like he's been there for hours, but I feel like it's a really good cardio workout after, like, the past 30 minutes.
But hey, Kylie and Jay, real quick,
mm-hmm.
before we get into the friendly competition and the free flow from you guys, Jay, why don't you go ahead here and do me and your public and your fans a favor? What was it that you were diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with common variable immune deficiency. That's where.
Can explain a little bit, in layman's terms.
Okay.
Not just the medical, but explain to your fans what that exactly consists of. Okay.
Okay. Common variable immune deficiency is a rare form of immune system condition. For those who are older and listening to this right now, you probably have heard of the movie called The Boy in the Bubble. I think that's the name of the movie. He had the most severe condition of what I have. So
okay.
I wouldn't be the one to go outside a lot, but if I wanted to do something, I'd eventually go outside. But I was more of an inside person.
Okay.
My immune system is compromised, so I would catch any and everything. I have a damaged lung due from all the pneumonia that I've had over the years. And, life has been really good since my diagnosis in 2008. I was 13. So
it must be really hard for you this year, dude.
Well, yeah, I'm inside majority of the time. Like, I may go outside to shoot basketball or film something outside. That's really about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, Jay, do me a favor. Since I was the one who won this year of your tour, why don't you explain to
us? Oh, yes.
Explain to us what Nitro Vision is.
All right. So, whenever I put this out on social media, like, I asked people to comment what the best name for my tour could be, and there were a lot from Facebook to Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Everybody was commenting a lot of good things. Now, some of them were extremely good. I'm not going to lie and say they weren't. There were a lot of really good ones. But the one that stood out the most to me was Nitro Vision. And I thought about it a lot. And I was just like, you know what? It's 2020. That's perfect vision. And I was like, you know what? My fans are going to see not just Jay Nitro, but a whole nother side of me, because you can't just have like one like outlook on the world. You gotta have multiple,
Hey, Nitro.
Yeah.
There's one reason why we have Kylie on here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kylie, of course, 2012 women high school, South Carolina wrestling champ. Whoa. But the other reason is because your incredible bond.
Oh, yeah. We go way back. Way back.
Go ahead and explain to me, because this is the reason why we have her on here. Explain to me and to your fans. Explain to me the rivalry, the friendship.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Passion,
oh, yeah.
The Kylie, Jay Nitro, the not just the competition, but that rivalry. We see it every now and then on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Kylie come at Jay Nitro with, hey, are you ready? And then we got over here, Jay Nitro, hey, Mitchell, are you ready? Come on, Jay, explain to me.
All right.
Explain to me the inspiration and the reason why it is just so dear, okay? Go for it.
Okay, I guess I got the ball here. Ball's in my court. The ball's in my court. I think I'm gonna go for the free to the 3-point line and splash it like Steph Curry. But anyway.
Like Byron Scott, let's do it.
Anyway, me and Kylie, we've had lots of
moments.
Yeah, moments. Lots of moments. From being on the trampoline wrestling to watching soccer. Oh my gosh. I think...
To playing Uno. Yeah.
We did play Uno together, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then we played... Didn't we play Madden at one point? Or was that NCAA?
No, I don't know. But we did play some games, yeah.
And then we were in the little office room. it would be me and my brother and you and your brother. And it was crazy.
Corporal Noah. Too bad he can't be here with us tonight. But
yeah.
Thank you, Noah, for your service.
Yeah, so we've I think my most memorable match that I've actually had with Kylie was, oh gosh, Nitro Club. You're gonna hear some stories and I think the best moment I think I've ever had in a match with her was I think when she powerbombed me through a couple boxes of cardboard. I think that was pretty sick. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey Kylie, is that how you remember it too?
I don't know. All I remember is him grabbing me, throwing me off the trampoline. I just remember that one.
I don't remember that. I remember messing up a really bad Hurricane Rana. I remember that. That was terrible.
Yeah, what it was.
We messed up a couple. No, we didn't really mess up any RKOs like that. But yeah. So, anything you want to talk about, Kylie?
Kylie, this is what I want you to do. Is, you know what? Jay Nitro is an inspiration around the world to his public and to his fans, and also to me. Jay, I love you so much. I didn't give birth to you, sweetie, but you know what? I gave birth to you in my heart. So, hey, Kylie, go ahead and share some insights and your memories and inspirations from Jay Nitro.
I need to hear this.
That's the reason why this rivalry is so great, is because I was a wrestler in high school, and he was doing taekwondo in high school.
Yes.
I remember going after school and watching him get up to the levels and rank up to black belt.
Yes, and I remember that too. I forgot about that.
Every time I go over to his house and everything, he'd be doing some push-ups. He'd be doing some spinning kicks up in the air, like Bruce Lee. I get so jealous. And then he was like, you know what? I'm just going to trash talk, see where it goes. My favorite moment with Jay was when we were watching the 2012. Was it 2012?
I think so.
It was a Women's World Cup where they were facing.
Oh my gosh. That was insane.
Me and Jay shared some ups and downs throughout the entire match, and then
oh my gosh,
I was sad.
That the 2012 Kai? Was that the 2012 Soccer Cup?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one World Cup in 2012. And
that was a crazy match.
I knew that Hope Solo, the goalkeeper, was not saving some, you know, kicks from the Japan team. It was kind of obvious that we were going to lose. So.
Oh, yeah. We were so upset. But when they came back, it was like, yeah, let's go.
It was a really roller coaster night. And then after that, the World Cup, we turned off the television. And I guess we just were like, let's just cheer up. Because I know I was sad. We went outside, and I think we went to go have a Nerf war.
Yeah, we and then we came back and they were winning. I was like, wait a minute, come on now, how'd that work? But
hey, we want to know something, guys. I just want to say one thing, is that I was very blessed that my daughter and my son had a very good friend, and his name happened to be Jay Nitro. But another thing that I always think of these days, since basically me, Kylie, Noah, and Jay Nitro are all adults now, when I daydream, this is what I daydream. Kylie is Batista.
Oh, not now.
Bobby Lashley.
Oh no! Oh no! Dang! That is tough!
Excuse me, and Mommy is? John Cena!
Oh no! I don't want to be Bobby Lashley! I'm Leo Rush. I'll be Leo Rush.
Okay, Leo Rush, get
it. I'll be Leo Rush.
Kylie, you don't like Batista?
No, not anymore.
Oh. Kylie used to be all about Batista. What, Lord have mercy.
Jay, I think, you know what? You, me, and Kylie, at least once a week, you, me, and Kylie, and maybe Noah when he has some time off, I'm thinking maybe we should at least do every week, once a week, a half hour on a podcast for Nitro Vision. What do you think?
I'm down.
Hey, I'm down.
Okay. What? I'm going to have to think about it.
Okay, yeah, you think about it over there, Miss Wrestler Woman. Okay. Well, you know what? Let me just say this. It has been coming down to the half hour.
Yeah, we got.
What I want to say is this.
We got like 2 minutes left.
It's been my pleasure.
Yeah. I didn't know what to say. Well, thank you guys for being on. We will definitely do this again with Noah next time. But you guys, like I said in the beginning, make sure you go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasting fix. Go type in 100% Real with Jay Nitro and you will hear this podcast. All right. We're going to end it there. We're gonna end it there, guys. Always remember, you guys know my slogan. You guys know my slogan. Always remember, super kick your friend, tell them they're the best, and we are OUT out.